You ever wonder about the theology of hell? You ever wonder how God cannot allow everyone to participate in his kingdom? C.S. Lewis says people choose. Absolutely, they choose. They choose this or they choose that. A little bit of heaven in our heart so that we never settle for less. If you've never had that little bit of heaven in your heart, you will not want the kingdom of heaven. You will not want the kingdom of God. Jesus says this, doesn't he? In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. His father Abraham, he says, let me go back to earth and warn my brothers. And what does Abraham say? Even if someone comes back from the dead, they won't believe you. We believe what we believe because we want what we want. Are there some who will not want the kingdom of God? Yes. C.S. Lewis also says the gates of hell are locked from the inside. Whose glory do you want? Do you want your glory or do you want the glory of God? There are those who know this is true, who know it, but it interferes with their prideful agenda and therefore they stifle it. He says, I'm going to give to the thirsty from the spring of living water as a gift. It's the thirsty. Do you long for God's restorative justice to come to this world? Do you long for God's glory to be manifest through you? Or do you long for your pride and your selfish agenda? And that is exactly why Scripture is attacked. That is exactly why Pilate and Herod, even though they knew that it was true, they stifled it, because if Jesus of Nazareth is Lord,